Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is it. The iPhone 14 is officially finalized, which means something very interesting. Let's talk about that. Yo, what's going on, guys? No, this is not Good Mythical Morning. I wish it was. Welcome back to Front Page Tech, FPT. Of course, show that gives you all that is tech news from one geek that is me to another that is you. Listen, real quick. There is a tornado watch or warning, one of those, who cares? There's a tornado something happening where I live right now. So if you're lucky, maybe you'll see a tornado.
If we're lucky, maybe there'll be a tornado.
Alrighty tidy. So first up for the day, story numero uno. Before we talk about iPhone 14, let's talk about the iPhone that goes foldy, the one that goes like this. Last we heard, the iPhone Fold was going to come out next year. Kunming Chi, the GOAT, said that Apple is planning on getting a foldable iPhone out the door in 2023 that has an 8-inch flexible OLED display. Even better is that Ross Young, who is 100% accurate according to Apple Track, he said that though Apple definitely is not releasing a foldable this year, it could come next year, which was in line with Quo. Yeah, well, turns out, f*** all that, apparently.
My disappointment is immeasurable, and my day is ruined.
Ross Young now reports that Apple has internally delayed the foldable iPhone until 2025. Bro, at this point, just forget about it. Who cares, all right? 2025? That's too late. By that time, Samsung will have been making foldables for like 6 years. Imagine being 6 years late on this. Why even come into a market in 2025? I feel like it won't even be around that much longer. In my opinion, foldable phones aren't even going to be around in 10 years. In fact, I bet phones, the way that we know them, won't be around in their current form factor. Man, people's idea of the future is still just so short-sighted. For some reason, you just can't wrap your brain around how the future of technology evolves. You think the future is still just some version of this form factor. That's not how this is going to work. The future is all the stuff that's on here is going to go in here. People call foldables the future just because they're bored and folding a screen in half is new and different. Foldables are not the future. You're just bored. This is just a stopgap to the next thing. Sorry, I'm going to say it again. Thinking the future is just another version of this is extremely narrow-minded. Anyway, the point is, 2025 is too late. The people like Samsung who got in on this and made it cool already did it. And by the time Apple decides to put on their big boy pants, I just feel like it'll be too late. So why even bother at this point? In fact, I would not be shocked if this project just gets canceled altogether and we just never get a foldable iPhone. I'd almost prefer that at this point. But either way, when it does come out, my wallet will be ready. Because I'm about to make money. Hey, did you know that just browsing in incognito mode on your browser isn't actually protecting your privacy, Kevin? Without added security, you might as well just put all of your private data in a box, tie a cute little bow on it, and just hand it over to advertisers, hackers, and your ISP. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data, like passwords, communications, browsing histories, and more. Even your physical location will be a secret. Use IPVanish on an unlimited amount of devices without sacrificing any speed. Right now, you can get 70% off of their yearly plan with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months free, which is a baby amount of time. Go to ipvanish.com/FPT and use code FPT to get started today. And of course, huge thanks to IPVanish for sponsoring this episode of Fapata. Oh, hey, okay, welcome back. So, last up for the day, story numero lasto, let's talk about iPhone 14, because it is go time, boys! If you've been paying attention to iPhone 14 stuff, then you probably noticed how the design has changed a bit since the first leak. Well, For us, it has changed because we're all just pretty much guessing out here. Obviously, we just have leaks. We don't actually work at Apple, but the closer that we get to a release, that's when leaks become more and more accurate. A new report from Economic Daily News, who is typically very good, suggests that the iPhone 14 Pro has started trial production at Foxconn, Apple's biggest supplier. This means that, at least for the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max, the design is locked in, 100% locked in, can't change it, turn in your homework, you're out of time, James. Apple's iPhone 14 has recently entered into trial production, and it is rumored Luxshare has not yet obtained the new product trial production into mass production service orders, NPI, and will not be able to OEM the best-selling high unit price, high profit, high end iPhone 14, and may only get the basic iPhone 14 orders this year, becoming the second supplier. So get ready for this monstrosity. You know what? This does look like someone had to hurry up and turn in their homework, like they ran out of time and this is the best they could do. It looks so bad. I'm sorry. I guess I'm just not used to it. It just looks so bad. It looks half-assed. Maybe I'll get used to it, okay? No. No, I won't. But will I still buy it? You bet your sweet ass I will. This whole finalizing of the design and starting on trial production is actually right on schedule. Apple typically takes care of this around the same time every single year, and it's sort of them prepping everything, making sure that everything is ready to go for mass production here in just a few months. Now is their chance to work out all the kinks and make sure that they can produce this at scale with no issues. Oh, and remember how I said that the closer we get to a release, to a final product, the more accurate leaks will become? Yeah, that. A side effect of the design rolling into larger scale production is that more people begin to work on it and more people begin to see it. Early on, things are very, very, very locked down and only handfuls of people are working on these devices. But as scale ramps up, so does the amount of people with their sticky hands all over it. And with more people, more problems. From here on out, expect to see more accurate and more concrete leaks because the workers in Foxconn, they are not being paid enough to keep their mouth shut. Speaking of, hey, hi, how you doing? If you work at Foxconn, feel free to message me on Signal or email me. I'd be happy to chat with you about how work is going. If you know what I mean.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.